USA Radio News.
During the summit, I made clear all NATO allies must honor their obligations, and I'm pleased to report that we have received substantial commitments from members to increase their defense spending and to do so in a much more timely manner.
President Donald Trump earlier today in a joint news conference with British Prime Minister Theresa May. The president also had tea with Queen Elizabeth II. The president is now spending the weekend in Scotland. A dozen Russian intelligence officials were charged with hacking into the DNC and the campaign of 2016 presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. Congressman Lee Zeldin says left or right, this has to concern you.
Whether you are Republican or Democrat, conservative or liberal, we should be concerned about cybersecurity, whether they breach a system that has to do with the DNC or DCCC, or if it's a Republican network.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
The CEO of a national toy chain is apologizing for promotion gone wrong on Thursday. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A day after what will go down in history as the Build-A-Bear fiasco, the CEO of the company says,
there was no ill intent. Our objective at Build-A-Bear is to make kids happy.
Sharon Price John speaking after her company offers a pay-your-age promotion at all of its stores on Thursday, meaning kids could get a bear that normally goes for about $30 for their age, as in a four-year-old would get a bear for $4. Lines were a mile long. Most stores ran out of bears before noontime.
It's far surpassed anything we ever could have known.
She was speaking on NBC's Today Show. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Mexico City today meeting with both the president and president-elect of Mexico. The three are said to be discussing the United States and Mexico's relationship. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you could start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A new study on teens and high blood pressure shows a dramatic jump in numbers. Dr. Jill Ashton joined Good Morning America to discuss teens and high blood pressure.
You don't normally think of the word teens and hypertension in the same sentence, but we know now that it's a major issue, and identifying it early is important because if that goes on to adults with hypertension, that is a setup for cardiovascular disease, stroke, and so it's important to get a good look at this. Last year, the American Academy of Pediatrics came out with new guidelines. They lowered the threshold to 130 over 80, basically. That is now the cutoff for youths and teens. And so a recent study done by the CDC wanted to look at the numbers in the country. They found that 1 in 7 U.S. teens or youths had blood pressure greater than 130 over 80, and about 800,000 now met this new diagnosis. So that's concerning. The good news is that even though they've lowered the threshold, right, bringing in more people with that diagnosis, overall the numbers are going down. So kind of a good news, bad news situation.
So, Dr. Ashton, is medication the best way to treat teens with high blood pressure?
Some cases, yes. But here's the important thing when you're talking about this age group. Mm-hmm. Lifestyle modifications are key. So what does that mean? We start with food is your medicine.
Good.
Most people are familiar with lowering sodium. Increasing foods with potassium, just as important. Getting daily exercise can lower those numbers. And yes, in certain children, and these are not only obese youths and teens, they will need medication.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.